Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Carrie Cody.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
1347. When I call up the last name, I'm going to give you the name, please. Sister Shirley.
Sister Shirley.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Amen.
Okay, we have number 9463.
Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. 1429.
Auntie Janet.
Auntie Janet.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. 5168. 5168. Daniel, is that you? Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. Lorella and Angela won't be able to make it today. Angela had a book club meeting. Lorella out celebrating her grandson's birthday. Told me to tell all of you all hi. Okay.
Ronnie.
reading in Numbers 20, starting at verse 14.
Say, Edom denied Israel passage. Moses sent messages to Kadesh, to the king of Edom, saying, "This is what your brother Israel said. You know about all the hardship that has come upon us. Our forefather went down to Egypt, and we lived there many years. The Egyptians ministered us to our father. And when we cried out to the Lord, he heard our cry and sent an angel and brought us out of Egypt. Now we are here at Kedah, a town on the edge of our territory." Somebody got a little noise. Would y'all please put the phone on mute? Please get us to your country. We will not go through any field or vineyard or drink water from any well. We will travel along the king highway and not turn to the right or to the left until we have passed through your territory. And Edom answered, "You may not pass through here. If you try, we will march out and attack you with the sword." The Israelite replied, "We will go along the main road, and if our livestock drink any of your water, we will pay for it. We only want to pass through on foot, nothing else." Again, they counseled, "You may not pass through." Then Edom came out against them with a large and powerful army. Since Edom refused to let them go through their territory, Israel turned away from them. The death of Abram. The whole Israelite community set out from Kedah and came to Mount Horeb. At Mount Horeb, near the border of Edom, the Lord said to Moses and Abram, "Abram will be gathered to his people. He will not enter the land I gave the Israelites, because both of you rebel against my command at the water of Murder. Get Aaron and his son Ezer and take them to Mount Harbor. Remove Aaron's garment and put them on his son Ezer. For Aaron will be gathered to his people. He will die there." Moses did as the Lord commanded. They went up Mount Harbor in the sight of the whole community. Moses removed Aaron's garment and put them on his son Ezer, and Aaron died there on top of the mountain. Then Moses and Ezer came down from the mountain, and when the whole community learned that Aaron had died, the entire house of Israel mourned for him 30 days. I have read you the 20th chapter of Numbers, from the 14th verse and to the 29th verse. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome
Good
to
evening.
The Hour of Prayer. We, like I said, I'll be your host, Hubert Lowe, and Loretta and Angela will not be joining us today. But we're going to start off by coming to you to bless the line. No, let me do a roll call first. I have Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Sister Shirley.
Yes. Good evening.
Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Auntie Janet.
Good evening.
Daniel.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone. This is the
good evening. Good evening.
We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'll be coming to bless the line in prayer. Lord, thank you for the giving we're now receiving and to do thy will, O Lord. In your name, we give thanks and praise and we come to worship. In Jesus' name, does everyone say amen?
Amen.
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 Right.
Amen.
We're going to get started with Auntie Carrie. Do you have anything you would like to share today?
Yes, I would like to read a Psalm, Psalm 40. Okay. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of the horror pit, out of the mire of clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my bones. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praising unto our Lord. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that makes the Lord his trust, and respect not the proud, nor shall he turn aside to lies. Men, O Lord, my God, on thy wonderful work which thou hast done, and thou thou world which are to go upward. They cannot reckon up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be counted. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that reading from Psalm 40, Auntie Carrie. Next, we have Sister Shirley. Do you have anything that you would like to share on the line today?
Yes, I will read Psalms 123. I lift up my eyes to you whose stone is in heaven. As the eyes of slaves look up the hands of their master, as the eyes of maids look up to the hands of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord, our God, till he shows us his mercy. Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, for we have been endured much contempt. We have endured much ridicule from the proud, much contempt from the arrogant. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Sister Susan. Praise the Lord. Next, we have Auntie Betty. Do you have anything you would like to share today online?
Yes, I'm coming from Romans chapter 12. I'm going to read 1 through 3. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, accepted unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing your mind, that you may approve what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. For that reading, Auntie Betty, from Romans 12. All right. Next, we'll have Mayosi.
Coming out of Matthew 1:18-25, said, born to save his people. What made Jesus great? Was it his family line that he came from, the legend of King David and Solomon? Was it that he was born of a virgin? Was it all the miracle he performed? The feeding of the 5,000, walking on water,
That a woman will heal by touching the hem of his garment, while there are significant and marvelous factors of who Jesus was and what he did for others. I would like to suggest that the greatest thing about Jesus is that he came to save us from ourselves. The angel said he will save his people from their sins. Jesus came not only to deliver us from the serious or the wrongful action, but to transform us with his godly nature. Our new life in Christ will result in new attitudes and values, new ways of walking, and new ways of talking. The birth of Jesus symbolized that all who follow him will also be born into new abundant life, created within them by the same Holy Spirit who created the life-saving Lord within Mary. Our great and loving Savior came to transform our spirit so that we are no longer slaves of our desires and sins. Born into the new life is in Christ. We no longer say, "The devil made me do it." Instead, our love for God compels us to say yes to his way, which are unique to us. Through the testimony of his life and the shedding of his pure innocent blood, we find forgiveness of our sin and the power to live in liberty and God's glorified ways. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay. I will go next. I'll be coming out of the book of John, chapter 17. Jesus said this. He looked up toward heaven and said, "Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. And you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began." Amen.
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 Okay.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Okay. All right. Now it comes to.
You didn't call it, Jack.
Oh, yes, I did.
No,
you didn't. Oh, did I call you, Jack?
You didn't call.
No.
And Janet. Okay. We'll go to you next.
I would like to share from 31 Days of Praise. Father, I'm so delighted that you are both loving and sovereign, and that you cause all things to work together for good to those who love you and to those who are called according to your purpose. Thank you that each difficulty is an opportunity to see you work, that in your time you will bring me out to a place of abundance. I rejoice that you plan to enrich and beautify me through each problem, each conflict, each struggle, that through them you exposes my weaknesses and needs, my hidden sins, my self-centeredness, and especially my self-reliance and pride. You fulfill my deep-down desire to glorify you, enjoy your warm fellowship, and become more like your Son. I thank you for the bitter things They've been a friend to grace. They've driven me from the path of ease to from the secret place. Oh, Lord, today I praise you, and I thank you for all things. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord.
Thank you for that, Sister Janet. Auntie Janet, 31 days of prayer.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, let me come to you. I was sick and shut in. I would just say a prayer. I don't have a list of names with me today. And the Lord forgive. We like to, everybody bow their head. But sick and shut in. Oh, Lord. Ways, oh Lord, you know our heart. That we reach out now for the sick and the shut in, that thou may bless and cure and heal all that needs to be healed. Lord, we come to you today to give you praise and honor that due to your name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, now come to our birthday today. Birthday from the 16th to the 22nd. Anyone having a birthday they would like to admit?
Loretta, that's Monday. Kadarius.
Yeah, I got Kadarius on the 16th today to celebrate his birthday. And I got Drell, Michael, and my son, his birthday is today. Anyone else?
Michael Lee. My son-in-law, the
18th. Michael Moody.
Michael. Yes.
On the
17th.
Okay,
16th.
Michael.
The
18th. 18th.
Okay, thank
yes. you. Yes. Mm-hmm. Willie Cody on the. Excuse me. Willie Cody on the 18th.
Willie Cody on the 18th. Thank God.
Amen.
Yeah, okay, anybody else? Sister Terry, would you give us the pleasure of singing the birthday song today?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. Amen.
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 Amen. Auntie Carrie, we praise you for that. Okay, now come our second part of the
show. That was Sister Jerilee.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's good. That's okay. It was Sister
Shirley.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the correction. Y'all bear with me today.
Amen.
Amen.
We will.
God bless you, Hubert.
Yes, I. Now we come to the second part of our show where we have praise and worship service, where we everybody have a praise or a testimony that they like to share. And I start with Melody. Mama.
Your mama.
Okay. Yeah. 14:25-30, Samuel said, Salty Christa. Some people have to use salt substitute for health reasons, but nothing is better than the taste of real salt. It tastes, it's the secret, it brings to life, the flavor of certain food. Without salt, certain food tastes bland and middle. To some, unsalted food is not worth eating. As Jesus addressed the multitude, he compared those who claim a strong faith being evident by the way they live to salt that has lost its saltiness. In effect, Jesus declared that salt without flavor is not fit for human consumption. those who would be the salt of the earth and who would season the world with the flavor God love must count the cost. Discipline, forsaking everything to follow Jesus and make the work of the kingdom a priority in their life. Anyone who does it like a selfish substitute with no strength or life alternative power working through them. Jesus' true disciples flavor the lives of those that meet with miracle working power, spiritual excitement, and enthusiasm. Jesus' disciples savior of flavor and make a difference in the world. Let us so live that we are truly the salt of the earth, not salt substitute. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Next we have Auntie Janet. Thank you for that, Mom.
I would like to share a portion from St. Patrick's Breath Plate. I arise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of Trinity, through the belief in threeness, through confession of the oneness of the Creator of the creation. I arise today through the strength of Christ's birth with his baptism, through the strength of his crucifixion with his burial, through the strength of his resurrection from his ascension, through the strength of his descent for the judgment of doom. I arise today through the strength of the love of cherubim. I arise today through the strength of heaven, the light of the sun, the radiance of the moon, the splendor of fire, the speed of lightning, the swiftness of wind, the depths of the sea, the stability of the earth, the firmness of the rock. I rise today. I summon today all these powers between me and those evils, against every cruel and merciless power that may oppose my body and my soul, against the incantation of false prophets, against bad laws of paganism, against false laws of heretic, against crafty and idolatry. I rise today because Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I rise. Christ is the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in the eye of everyone who sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. I arise today and I proclaim the goodness of God, that he has not only risen from the cross, he has risen in the lives of his children. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
St. Peterson, St. Patrick.
Yes,
thank you. Okay, I guess I go to Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Psalm 100. It said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, that he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. In unto his gate with thanksgiving, and unto his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generation. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Next, I'll go to Sister Shirley.
I will share an evening prayer.
Amen.
If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one's foot to go astray, if I have sinned in mine own willful way, dear Lord, forgive. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Sister Shirley. Okay, next we have Auntie Kennedy. You have any good news you'd like to share today?
Yes, I would like to read a prayer from the workers. Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you. You already know the state of our condition, of our nation and our world. We, your faithful children, gather together in Jesus' name, making our prayer and supplication before you. Lord, help and heal our nation and our world. Help us to stay steadfast in prayer, even when we grow weary of all the evil and sin that pledges us. Give us the strength and the hope to continue praying to you, for we know that only through you there will be a change. Amen.
Amen. For that, Auntie Jared. Okay, that's Daniel, do you have anything you would like to say?
Yeah, I would like to say something. I have a smile on my face today.
Amen. 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 He said he had a smile on his face today.
Oh, okay. Oh, praise the Lord.
Why was he smiling?
Yeah, that's why he's smiling. Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right. Now, this is our second part. Anybody have anything they would like to add before we come with the closing prayer?
Yeah, I'm going to read the traveling mercy prayer for Dotnam and everybody that is traveling around. Might not be going out of town, but they on the danger highway. I'm going to read traveling mercy prayer out of the red book. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I bow and worship before you. I come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. I come to you in humility, in fear and trembling. I come to you in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I ask you to give everyone that on the road personally and pray for their traveling mercy and to deliver us safely to their destination. And we ask you to loose your angel to go before them to protect us and to force all the darkness and all destruction force away from them. If your angel have to manifest themselves to protect us, please let them do so. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks for that, Miss Mama. Okay, that's our show for today. The Nelson family and I would like to thank all of you all for calling in and sharing. And I will come, let me see what we had today. We had Carrie Cody Psalm 40 and prayer for the worker. And we had Sister Shirley Psalm 123 and an evening prayer we read. Auntie Betty came out of Romans with 12:1-3 and Psalm 100. Auntie Janet came with 30 days of praise and St. Patrick. And Daniel said he smiled today from the fast one. He came out of Matthew 29 and Luke 35 and then the trembling prayer. Now, thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, well, that concludes our show for today. I'd like to thank you all for calling and joining in. And if anyone don't have nothing else to add, I'll come to you all with the closing prayer. That's it, closing prayer? Okay. Lord, you know our heart, oh Lord. Everyone bow their head.
Amen.
Lord, you know, we'd like to thank you for us together on the one accord today. Lord, you have been our master throughout our lives. You have chosen our way to go and blessed us in going. Oh Lord, I'd like to thank thee for giving us gathering up together to worship and praise thy name. We have a family gathered together to give God honor and praise. His name is Jesus. Amen.
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 Good job. Well done.
Good luck. Well done. Let's be thankful for our president and in Jerusalem and our nation Israel. And we'd like to thank God that the fast and warm today. All my cousins and brothers will have a smile on their face this week. Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you all again for coming. And all y'all have a blessed weekend. A blessed week. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. Thank you, Huber, for doing this for us. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
Love you guys.
Good night.
Love y'all.
Love y'all.